Watch live, Venezuelans clash with communist Maduro supporters outside DC embassy. By Penny Star on May 9, 2019. Leftists who support Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro and have occupied the Venezuelan Washington, D.C. embassy since last week are holding a press conference at 1 p.m. Eastern Thursday to complain that the electricity has been turned off. The left-wing groups, including the controversial group Code Pink, claim they are lawfully occupying the space, which diplomats abandoned when the effort to replace Maduro with the now legitimate interim president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido, began to unfold in recent weeks. The occupiers believe that the developments in Venezuela, where Maduro still clings to power, represent a military coup aided and abetted by the United States, even though the only military action there has been troops loyal to the dictator attacking pro-Guaido protesters. In D.C., Venezuelans and Venezuelan Americans have been camping on the sidewalks outside of the embassy to show their support for Guaido and for democratic elections after Maduro is removed from office. As Breitbart News reported, CNN reported that the U.S. State Department said any unauthorized individuals on the property are considered trespassers. The Venezuelan government, led by interim President Juan Guaido, has legal authority over the Venezuelan embassy in Washington, D.C., the State Department said in a statement. We encourage the remaining unauthorized individuals to vacate the building and to conduct any future protests peacefully and through legal means, the statement said. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.